KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
This is Harold Hendrick. The program is Encounter. As we are discussing and recording right now, there is a hot religious liberty issue pending in the Missouri legislature. It's known as SJR, Senate Joint Resolution 39, has passed and overcome or fought through a filibuster against it. It is now in the House of Representatives, and that's where we pick up in our discussion with Professor Carl Esbeck. Professor Esbeck is a religious liberty expert in the Missouri School of Law, law school, with all kinds of credentials. I mean, I'm impressed as I read him here, but believe me, folks, he's an experienced expert in the areas of our discussion. Professor Esbeck, thanks so much for giving us the time. We appreciate your giving us enlightenment.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here and delighted to talk about this resolution.
Well, I'm thankful that I heard. I missed it, but I believe Dick and Rich Bott had you on the complete story, which means you were on 100 stations about this. And we want to give some more credence and underscoring of your wisdom and expertise.
Thank you. Yeah, there's been a lot of misstatements and misunderstanding out there. And so I'm very pleased to be on your program to kind of sort some things out.
We need your help. And Don Hinkle, for instance, the editor of The Pathway, gave me your name, said you were the expert. He hoped I could have you on. It was an honor, and it is an honor to have you. So if you would, as an expert, if you would break down, shall we say, in layman's language, what is SJR 39? What does it allow? What does it, some basics about it, please.
Well, the resolution is in response to the Supreme Court opinion from last June, saying that there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. So I guess that moves those of us who have a traditional view of marriage, we're moved into minority status. So they've won the day, at least in the federal courts. And as some of the dissenting justices said, that means those of us who now have a minority view concerning marriage, the law's going to be used to try and change our mind and to force us coercively to do so. And the law can be quite a tool in that regard, because they can take away our tax-exempt status. They can suspend various licenses that we have that we need to operate or to carry out professions. Our schools have to be accredited in order to operate. They can take away scholarships that we otherwise would earn. All of that to punish or penalize our religious view that marriage is solely between one man and one woman.
It sounds like discrimination to me, that attitude. Go ahead.
Well, the law can be very coercive in order to command us to conduct ourselves in a certain way. And what this particular resolution would do if it gets into the Missouri Constitution, it would say that the state and local laws in Missouri cannot be used to penalize us in that way. We would have a constitutional right to differ with the LGBT view of marriage and not be punished for it. So, it doesn't force them to believe anything. It simply defensively lets us continue to believe what we think the Bible says. So it's a live and let live resolution.
We had on Irvin Lutzer, a name very familiar with our listeners. Was honored to be with him as he spoke at the Missouri Rotunda, Capitol Rotunda, last Wednesday for the Show Me Your Glory annual event. But anyway, he said in radio with him, whoever thought we would be at the point where we'd have to defend ourselves for in effect believing and acting out what Jesus taught, in this case in Matthew 19:4-6, when he answered a question about marriage. Respond to that, if you would, some more, Professor.
Well, of course, I'm hardly the first person to observe that this cultural change moved very, very quickly.
Yes.
Just really 10 years from the idea that there would be a same-sex marriage recognized by any state of the union being just shockingly absurd suggestion.
Yes, indeed.
To now it's the law of the land.
Goodness,
everywhere.
Shocking. Indeed. Let me mention, I know this much about it because we did radio with the Senate sponsor of the bill, Dr. Physician, Senator Bob Under,
yes,
with Don Hinkle, explaining this. The interview was done just hours after the filibuster against it advancing was overcome. It went to the House of Representatives. And so is it not your understanding, as it is mine, if it passes the House of Representatives, it would not require the governor to do anything except put it on the ballot either for August or November. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's correct. But getting it through the House is going to be a chore, and we may need some help from those out there,
yes,
in your audience. Because it would be a constitutional amendment, it gets a double committee assignment in the House. So it has to successfully go through two committees. And, of course, you know, committees are scattered in a bipartisan way. And so, you know, if any of your representatives happen to be on either of those two committees, then we surely need you to contact your representative and ask for a yes vote. Plus, it's essential that it not be amended in the House, because any amendment in the House means that the resolution has to go back to the Senate. If it goes back to the Senate, it'll be faced with a filibuster again, and we'll simply run out of time. So an amendment is an attempt, sort of a backhanded attempt, to kill it. So it's got to get through the Senate with no amendments whatsoever. Then it'll go to a statewide ballot where it requires just a simple majority.
Folks, I hope you're following this closely. It is so strategic for our future. Here we are, our religious liberty is threatened and is at stake. And even with this law, there could be gaps in it that make us vulnerable. I just repeat the fact that Jesus said when asked about marriage, he said, haven't you, in effect, I'm paraphrasing, read in Genesis that God created male and female, and a man shall leave his family and marry a woman, and the two shall be married, one man, one woman. That's what Jesus Christ taught. And so for anybody to push for anything else, it's a free country, but they are opposing literally the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know, I was disappointed to hear Governor Nixon come out against the amendment. And we've got all these big money people that are pushing against it in the name of money. It almost sounds like a prostitution principle to me that if it can get more money, forget whether it's right or wrong. Your explanation or understanding why these the Chamber of Commerce and others are against, have come out publicly against something so basic to our freedoms?
Well, you know, we've seen this in other states as well, where very large corporations threaten boycotts or other financial ramifications to the state's economy. And it's kind of pharisaic. They're sort of preening themselves in public, saying, hey, you know, look at me. Look how virtuous I am. Again, the culture's notion of what is virtuous or what is self-righteous. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, where were these large corporations? Where were they when Ferguson, Missouri was burning? Where were they when Joplin, Missouri was hit with tornadoes? Where were they when rural Missouri in particular, but not just rural Missouri, was just ravaged by methamphetamine addiction? Where were they when the homeless person was exposed to the harshness of winter? Where were they when the people in prison were unvisited and left to just be warehoused there and not visited? And we know the church was all of those places.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We might mention that the professor Esbeck is referring to teachings of Matthew 25 that you can read for yourself. What would you suggest? This is fascinating discussion, but unfortunately we're down about a minute and a half. What would you recommend we do? We need to pray. We need to keep in mind Isaiah 5:20, don't you think? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Professor, if you would, Esbeck, give us your conclusion, please, sir.
Well, real quick, all of you, contact your local representative, and it's really easy to do. Just Google Missouri House of Representatives, and up will come the very first website, house.gov, missourihouse.gov. Click on that. Go, it's an easy, you just put in your zip code to find your representative, and regardless of what party they're in, you'll have their email right there. And send them an email or call their office, the telephone number's right there, and say, vote yes on this resolution, Senate Joint Resolution 39.
On religious liberty.
And do not allow any amendments in the House. So two messages, vote yes and don't allow any amendments.
Our guest is a specialist in religious liberty, Professor Carl Esbeck, longtime member of the faculty of the Missouri School of Law, recognized nationally as an expert in this area, giving us good advice. Quickly, hear what he said. Go on the web to Missouri House, look up house.gov, put in your zip code or your address. And I did exactly that thing and that kind of thing and calling my senator. And then your representative, folks, will come up. You can call him or her. They owe their jobs to you. They're going to be nice to you, I think. So, Professor Esbeck, thank you so much. It's been so helpful. We may need to call on you again, but thank you for giving your energies and efforts and expertise and really commitment to this very vital effort to let us try to be more assured of religious liberty. Professor Carl Esbeck.
It's my privilege.
The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendricks.